Welcome to Fat Talk Radio. I am Lady Keys. Oh my gosh, do we have a treat for you tonight for We Can Talk Wednesdays. We are sitting down with Shanice, or catch her at her handle. Her IG handle is I'm Just Niece. And she has created this epic. When I say epic, I mean epic show, and it is called Pretty Girls Cook Too. Now, I know that y'all think that only pretty women know how to make tacos, but what if they made some cool-ass tacos? And I know you think that they can just make spaghettis, but what if these spaghettis was like unimaginable? Is that a word? I don't even fucking know. But I am so thrilled to sit down with this beautiful baddie, the humblest baddie I've ever sat down with and talked to in ATL. And she is going to tell us all about Pretty Girls Can Cook when... I'm sorry, Pretty Girls Can Cook Too. And when it airs. And let's just sit back and get to know her. So we're going to get into some music, of course. We're going to check out what I'm bumping in your ear. And then... we are going to get right into it with Shanice, or Niece. Pretty Girls Can Cook Too. I'm Lady Keys. Check out what I'm bumping in your ear.
Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
I am great. Welcome to Fat Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Is it Niece? Or I know that your handle is I'm Just Niece, but...
yeah, Niece is cool. My real name is Shanice.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you, Shanice. I am Lady Keys. And thank you for popping in with us tonight and giving us a bit of your time. This is Niece, or... Shanice from Pretty Girls Cook Too, and I just have to say, when I seen the video, the promo video, I was like, who is this? Pretty Girls, we've been downplayed to cooking tacos, so I just wanted.
And it's so funny you say that, because our first episode is airing on my birthday, which is April 30th, and the episode is gonna be Taco Tuesday. But it's not your ordinary tacos. Of course, I'll be featuring my Chipotle salmon taco with a broccoli slaw. I'll also be doing a jerk mushroom taco with a kale mango slaw.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good.
It's going to be amazing.
I know, it sounds amazing. So tell me, how did you come up with Pretty Girls Can Cook Too?
Okay, so Pretty Girls Cook Too came from, well, let's kind of back play a little bit. I have a catering company. I've been catering for about 4 years on my own now. And my catering company is called Delicious Bliss. And with my catering, the NAACP, the Atlanta branch, is one of my biggest clients. And every time that I cater for them, you know, I do a setup for them and it's really pretty. You know what I'm saying? The food is very, very good. And the clients and their people that they invite out to their events are always like, it's no way you cook this food. You look like this and you cook this food. Girl, you so pretty and you so young. And it's no way you cook this food. So it was just kind of like, it clicked in my head, like, Pretty Girls Cook Too. Like, I'm always downplayed because how I look, people don't think that I've actually cooked this food. So that's how Pretty Girls Cook Too was born.
I think that's an unfortunate thing.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's very unfortunate. And I was on your page, you know, lurking and looking, and you are very gorgeous.
Thank you.
But I know a lot of beautiful women that can cook. However,
as do I.
They get looked over like, I'm wondering, how do they be thinking that y'all keep the shape and keep everything right? What do they think you eat?
I don't know. I mean, you can keep your shape and still eat good. It's just all about how much of it you eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't indulge, but still enjoy. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. You eat everything in moderation, then you can stay fit and stay in shape.
I heard you say they're like, you're too pretty, too young to be a cook that. So how old are you?
I am 27. I'll be 28 on the 30th.
She's a Taurus, you guys.
Yes, gang.
She's been thinking about this for a minute. So now that she's in action, it's over.
Yes,
so,
this has been something in the works in my brain for a long time now. And I finally just went ahead and took that leap of faith and I'm going for it.
How long have you been cooking?
Since I was 13.
Wow.
Yes.
So did you go to culinary school or did you just like...
I did culinary school for a year. I went to a high school that had like a joint program where half the day I did my regular academic schedule and the other half of the day I was able to leave campus and go to culinary school. I did that for about a year. Culinary school taught me that I don't want to go through the course of culinary to become a chef. It was very technical, like the julienne cuts and your potato got to be cut 6 inches by 2 inches and all of them need to be the same size. And I'm just like, this is too technical. I just want to get in the kitchen and enjoy myself. And also my dad, he has a catering company. My dad is a chef. He's a really big chef out in Atlanta. He caters for Georgia Power, the Georgia Senate. So he taught me a lot in the kitchen as well.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Learn from your father. Yeah. Most stories you hear is your grandmother or your mom.
My mom could get down in the kitchen too now. Don't slip. But my dad is the chef.
So are you born and raised here in Atlanta?
I was born in New Jersey, but I've been here all my life. So I claim Georgia like no other. I'm from the North Side, Gwinnett County. I graduated from Tyler High School.
Okay.
Yep.
That's pretty dope. I'm from California.
Okay.
So I've been here since 2014, but I think it's always amazing when I meet people that were here since they were kids.
Yes.
Just to have my way. my ride. I'll let you up inside. This love, tell me all things desire. And I'll give you a requirement. I know you like them flowers scent. And I'll take that as a compliment. Feeling your vibe so dominant. Lips taste just like peppermint. Coming right on this wave, this wave.
Atlanta's such a mixture of people. It's crazy.
It is, but it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's
Black
really
Hollywood,
beautiful.
Baby. Black Hollywood.
Outside of the cooking, are you into any other activities like modeling or?
Outside of cooking, I am a bartender and a full-time mommy.
I was coming next. Yeah. So how many kids do you have?
I have two, Kaden and Kyrie. Kaden is my daughter. She's the oldest. She is 8. Kyrie is my son. He is 5.
Okay, that's amazing. How do you juggle all of this?
Having a great support system between my mom, my dad, their dad. You know, just having a great support system all around is definitely vital in being successful and being a successful woman.
What would you decide, like, what's your definition of success?
Success is being comfortable with everything that you have, like, as far as your living situation, just financially, just being stable. Success doesn't necessarily have to mean you have millions and lavish lifestyles and things like that. That doesn't necessarily mean you're successful. It's great to have, but if you can maintain whatever situation that you're living in, you have success.
Right. I agree totally. So, on an average day, on an average Monday, today was Monday, on an average Monday, what does a Monday look like for you?
Quarantine Monday or regular Monday?
regular. Look.
With all this craziness going on, my gosh. A regular Monday for me is typically because I bartend, I work at Medusa. I'm a bartender at Medusa. So Sunday nights are like our busiest nights. So I don't get home till like 3-4 in the morning. So Monday morning, I'm up at 6:30. I'm getting my kids ready for school. I'm dropping them off to school. And then I'm coming home and I'm sleeping till about 12:01. And then I get up to seize the day. And it just depends on whatever falls into my lap that day. I may have a catering job or I may have some meetings, different things like that.
How does the recipes come? Do you just like wake up out your sleep like, ooh, some peach
recipes. A lot of inspirations are just things that I've tried, things that I've seen, you know, like just my taste buds overall, wanting to create something new, something different.
Okay. What, because I don't go out to eat often. I actually cook.
Oh my gosh.
You love eating out?
I love eating out. It's so crazy. I can cook, but I would go to a restaurant over anything any day.
When I was in California, it was a big part of my life. Like, actually going out and all of that was a big part of my life. I think everything shifted and slowed down. I have three sons, and I homeschool them, and then I run my business. And okay. So it's like, yeah. So I do a lot of cooking at home. So what restaurants would you suggest?
Well, my favorite restaurant to go to, all my friends know it. I go to Grand Lux. I will go in there by myself and sit down and have their ají poke tacos. Those make my toes curl. Oh my goodness. Okay. I love me some Benihana's. I love like the Japanese, the grill food. Oh my gosh, I love that. Hibachi is the word. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, I love hibachi food. Seafood is my favorite. I love me some salmon, but my salmon has to be medium or I will send it back. Like, goodness, I can't eat this.
Wow. So if it's overcooked, you like,
I won't eat it. And I don't care where I'm at, who cooks it, what. I will not eat any well done salmon. Nope.
That's what I'm doing. So, like, are you one of them, like, are you like that with it, all of your food, or just like certain foods?
I'm very particular about my food because I cook. So if I go to a restaurant, and I like to support like a lot of local restaurants and like Black owned restaurants and things like that. And if I go to a restaurant and I have something for the first time and it blows me away, when I come back again, I expect to have that same expectation for my plate. And if it's not that, I need to speak to a manager, because consistency is key, and that's what keeps your customers coming back. And I don't do it to be rude or mean. I do it to help the business as a whole. Hey, I was in here last week. I had the same exact plate. The food was immaculate. This time it's not so good. And I feel like feedback is everything for a restaurant, especially when you want to be successful and continue to have customers coming in.
Okay. I you know what, Taurus? I'm hearing this like as a pattern in your life, though. You said that with so much passion.
Yes, I live by that. Oh my gosh, I live by that. Like, everybody that goes out to eat with me, they know I'm like that. Like, I do not play about food, literally.
Do you think that, would you call yourself a social butterfly, or?
I am definitely a social butterfly. I love people. I love to be the center of attention. I just love having fun. I love having a good time. I'll spark a conversation with any and everybody about whatever.
I did read in your handle, the first thing you said, the most humblest baddie you will ever meet.
Period, boo.
And just period. And I will say this, I didn't you responded very fast, like more fast, like I was doing other things and on other pages, and you was already like, I was like, oh my gosh, I did not actually think you were gonna respond.
Yes, of course, of course. And I put that in my bio. It's so funny, a friend of mine, every time I talk to him, he always says that to me. He's like, she's just so bad, but he's like, you have this personality that most women that look like you don't have. He was like, you're so humble. Like, most girls will walk around with their nose tooted in it. He's like, that's not you at all. Like, you cool with everybody. You keep the peace with everybody. Like, you just have a winning personality. And I felt like very good about that, because you can be you could be as pretty as you want to be on the outside, but if you ugly on the inside, you ugly, period. Like,
right. So do you think that has been taken advantage of at any point in time during being in the industry that you're in?
What do you mean, taking advantage?
Like, people, you being as nice, because you are not, you are pretty nice. You're humble. We like to say humble.
People
humble.
Take my the industry kind of all the time, definitely.
Okay. And how do you deal with that? Like, if you was talking to another young entrepreneur that was trying to pursue the business, because I know that the restaurant industry and catering, cooking period, is very hard. It's very hard.
It is. Like, it is. People are very critical. Yeah. I'm always down to talk to people and give advice on just how to get it started and the ins and outs of the industry. I'm always open. I'm open to collab. I'm open to work with people. I'm open to teach people, like, because I want to see everybody win. I don't want to just be the only one out here winning. Like, us as a women, us as a people, like, we have to join together to make sure that we all make it.
How do you feel about this social distancing?
I hate it.
How are you coping?
I'm going crazy. I'm like you said, you asked me, I'm a social butterfly. Like, I like to be outside. That's why I bartend. So I like to be out, but instead of being out spending money, I'd rather be out making money. So bartending is my way to be able to be social and have a good time, but I'm making money while I'm doing it.
I loved my bartenders in California.
Yes.
I don't really go out here. I host showcases.
Yeah.
But it's usually busy. You know, I'm on my business side, so I'm not drinking or anything, but I love bartending.
Yes.
And you do have to be humble because you guys are counselors.
Yes.
At the end of the day, somebody told you their whole life story.
We'll sit down, have a couple drinks, and before you know it, it's like you've known that person for years.
So, where are you airing Pretty Girls Cook
I'll be airing it on IGTV and YouTube.
Okay.
I was so gonna have this big launch party on May 3rd, and I was gonna drop the video at the launch party, and it was gonna be like a really big deal. I was gonna have sections and bottles popping. It was gonna be like a little brunch. I was gonna cook food and just sell tickets and have everybody have like an open like buffet for them to try my food. It was gonna be a really big deal, but with the social distancing thing going on right now, I'm just gonna drop the episode, and the launch party will be coming once we get off punishment.
Yeah, it has been a trip.
It has. It's been different. This is different.
I think that it should make us more aware that situations like this can occur. I am hoping that that's another reason why I wanted to talk with you, because you do cook. Do you do any gardening at all?
No, I've never gardened before. I do have a lot of family that's in North Carolina. I forgot the name of the area. It's like right outside of Raleigh, super country, and we have like a bunch of fields and like cornfields and peas. And so when I was a kid, my mom used to send me out there every summer for like a whole month, and I used to be in the field like picking corn and shucking peas, and oh my gosh, it was an experience. It was
it like an experience like this ain't for me,
or
it was an
experience definitely not for me, but definitely something to experience.
When you said my mom, they're from Louisiana, so she used to send us out there every summer. So the last summer that I went, I was 11, and I swore to myself that I would never go back to the South until I could drive and have my home. I hated it. And it was so surprising to me that when I had my kids, I was like, I'm not raising them in California.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the first thing, but as an adult, but as a kid, I was like,
no, the South is definitely a great place to raise kids. I love Atlanta. I love it so much.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I have dreams to live elsewhere, but it won't be till after my kids graduate.
That was my next question. Do you like to travel?
I do. I haven't done a lot of traveling. I need to get more traveling done, but traveling is definitely something that I like to do.
What's one on the list?
What's not on the list? Hawaii is definitely, I got my eyes on Hawaii. I've been to Mexico before, but I want to get back. Bali, I definitely want to make it to. Amsterdam, I gotta see. There's so many different places I want to go. I gotta get my stamps up and my passport, definitely. We'll be hitting the road. I'll be doing some like traveling episodes, and we'll take Houston, we'll take LA, we'll take Miami. It's gonna be really dope.
Hey.
Yes. And so another thing, sorry to cut you off. Another thing about Pretty Girls Cook too is it's not gonna be just Shanice based. So it's gonna be based around women that can cook. I'll do an episode, and I might bring a friend of mine in. She'll have an episode to herself teaching like one of her famous dishes, and another girl that has a great dish that she wants to share. It's not gonna be all about me. It's just gonna be about pretty girls that can cook, period. Like,
okay.
It's gonna be really dope.
So they'll be joining you. I can see that actually being like a, you know, people want to be like, come to my city.
Yes. It's going to be something for people to really enjoy, and like one for the books. This is something different, and I'm really excited to bring it to everybody.
I think that is very different, and I'm excited, and I just appreciate you. I'm excited to see the episode.
Yes.
If you would be willing to talk with me after that, then I would love it.
Oh, most definitely. I'll be dropping the commercial within like the next week or two. And like I said, the first episode, look out for it on April 30th on IGTV and YouTube.
The concept, before we leave, the concept behind you being in the Barbie box.
Oh, I thought that was so basically like the photographer. He had created this little Barbie box, and he was doing a bunch of different Barbie shoots. And I'm like, well, I'm about to start trying to build content, and I'm calling it Pretty Girls Cook too. So it'd be really dope to do a Chef Barbie. And he had already had this box built and everything like that. So from there, I kind of just created the Chef Barbie look. I teamed up with Lee Simone on Instagram. That was the girl who designed my chef dress, which has never been done before. So instead of an actual chef jacket, we made the chef jacket look like a chef dress. And I'll be selling those coming soon. Me and her are going to collaborate. Okay. And we're going to offer it up for sale for our female chefs out there. Because I feel like the female chefs are really downplayed in the industry. And I just want to shed some light on them.
Okay. And the makeup. Who did your makeup? Because I seen that your knees. The knees and stuff, all of it. You it was very detailed. Yeah, I'm a content creator. So I was like,
the knees and the arms in the Barbie box, that was editing, of course. But my makeup as a whole, like my face, that's all my baby sister. She's 19 years old. Her name is Asia, a mermaid on Instagram. She is in nursing school. I'm one of her biggest fans and she knows it. So anytime I need my makeup done, she's the first person I call.
Okay, can you say her name for us again? My handle?
Her Instagram is a mermaid. Her name is Asia.
Okay, a mermaid. Yes. M-A-B-E, right?
M-A-D-E, yeah. Mermaid.
Okay, a mermaid. Yeah, because it was gorgeous. And she's 19.
Yes, that's amazing. She's an amazing being, like amazing individual overall.
She said an amazing... I love that. You know what? Your spirit is just like... so radiant. It's just,
thank you.
Amazing thing. People don't really you injected with the fat sauce, because it's like people usually like I'm the cheerleader, but you are cheerleader.
Yes, listen, when I say my little sister's biggest fan, she every time, like every class she's taken, she's been student of the semester. She just got accepted into nursing school. I can't wait to take her out for a celebration when we get out of punishment. Like, I'm just super proud of her overall. She's doing her thing and she's like sticking to her dreams and she's going for it. And she's a Taurus too. Her birthday's May 9th, so we're right behind each other.
My dad is May 6th. My best friend is May 7th. My very good male friend, he's April 30th. Shout out to
him. Oh, yeah, he's a great person.
You guys are amazing beings. I have my best friend. We've been best friends since second grade. Like, and I couldn't imagine my life without him.
It's
so
nothing
serious.
Like a Taurus, man. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. And I don't say that to just hype myself up. It's just being who I am and interacting with other Tauruses, like, our zodiac sign as a whole is just something different, like, really.
I agree. I can't disagree. I'm a Sag, but I can't disagree. I love my dad and I love my best friend. And I get the male and the female sides. I haven't ran into any Tauruses that, you know, other than contemplating. But like I said, once they didn't regurgitate it a couple times and like, okay, this is what I'm about to do, you better move.
Yes.
Because then they bull.
Yes.
Then they bull. Yes. All they see is red and it's like, you in my way.
Definitely. Get out the way. Because baby, you'll feel the wrath. I promise you.
You're like, shout out to my little sis. She is the second number one barber, female barber in California. That's in the Bay Area.
Yes. Shout out to the female barbers.
and they're downplayed. And I think women in general, we get, you know,
downplayed
we get
in industries, especially male-based industries.
Yeah, we do. And we kind of, and it's like either you are a bully or you considered a chump. And I try to find the balance.
Yeah,
I think that you have good balance too. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't mess with me because this is about my money and my kids and my family. However, I just want everybody to win at the same time. Like, you win it, I'm winning, we win it.
Right. And shout out to my friend. I got a friend. Her name is Kimmy. She's a female barber. Kimmy Cocaine on Instagram. Yes.
Oh, yeah, look, that's how I found you.
Oh, really? That's my girl.
Thank you for mentioning. Okay,
yes,
so
I love her. I think she changed her name recently. It might be Kimmy Coates, no jokes, if I'm not mistaken.
It is Kimmy Coates, no jokes.
That's my baby. So, me and her went to high school together. She supported my catering since day one.
She's very funny.
Yes, I love her.
She heard, like, her... She is, I go on her, literally watch her story so I can die, like, in the middle of the night. And I'm messaging her. I'd be like, why are you killing me right now? She's like, you
want to die? I have posted something on my Instagram because it was some backlash going on when I dropped my video or whatever. And I just kind of, like, posted on my story. And I was like, people saying I'm an imposter and this and that and the third.
What?
But I've been in the kitchen. Like, this is something that I've been doing. And she immediately hit me and was like, I still fight. What's up? I'm like, girl, go sit down.
Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, it comes with the territory, though. I'm not... It's nothing to it. Like, it just comes with the territory. As long as you stay level-headed, it is what it is.
That's what I was gonna ask you. I was gonna ask you, how do you deal? Me being like the Fat Talk radio side of me, but I recently started plus size modeling. Mm-hmm. And I have never actually experienced that on social media on any platforms, but last month, like, it got horrible. I had to change my number.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was so weird. Like, it was, you know, it was this guy calling, and then it was this other chick. She was just like calling me from IG, calling me, like, I would block, and she would call. I was like, this. So I was like, wow, this really happens to people. I can't imagine.
Turn it up now. Mix it up now. Quarter cup of honesty with a splash of fresh humidity. Give me half a slice of patience, please, and a heap of vulnerability. And I've been learning to respect and trust of a
Let me see what I can add to the recipe. Chopping it up, and you can call your boy a prep cook. Hitting it in the kitchen while she cooking like a left hook. Even in the garden, better homes with no cookbook. Got on my chef hat, she said, "Poppy, that's a good look." Gotta check the sauce to make sure that it don't burn. Long handle spoon, and I'm giving everything a stir. Little bit of you and a little bit of me. Everything is just right, cause we got that recipe. Let's go.
Little bit of you and a little bit of me. Still makes a whole lot of a recipe. Took a whole lot of trust to make me believe that you really fell in love with me. That you really fell in love with me. Turn it up now. Mix it up now.
You know you're doing something right, you start making some noise and you start rattling the ground. So
okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, you are awesome.
Thank you. So
I appreciate you. So
I appreciate
much.
The opportunity to speak with you tonight. This is definitely a dope opportunity. Yeah, I was excited about it.
I feel like singing I Love Your Smile now, because your name is Shanice. Yeah. That's why, like, I love honey. But if your demeanor is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you. And I appreciate you supporting other women.
Yes, definitely.
Too.
That's a big thing.
And
for
I appreciate
me.
You, like, making a platform for pretty women. Because I think that's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap to assume that because a woman looks the way she looks, she can't cook, or she wouldn't be a good mom, or she wouldn't, you know, it's so many things that goes under that, you know, that. Oh, because she's pretty, she's just, you don't choose to be pretty. I'm sorry, people, you're just born that way.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? And I know all of my friends, everybody's always like, oh, your friends so bad. But they're not out over that shell, underneath that shell, their hearts are just amazing. You know?
I got a good group of girls that surround myself with. I love each and every one of my friends individually for their own reasons. Like, most definitely.
Well, you're a Taurus. I know that you love on your friend's heart. And be like, he better treat you like this. If he don't treat you like this, then it ain't right.
Period. Period.
And I love that about you.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, niece. But look, I can't. I've got to differentiate which way I'm going to call. I think I'm sticking with Shanice because, yeah.
Okay. I mean, whatever works for you, Shanice, yeah. Niece, whatever. It works for me.
Yeah, all right, and thank you once again for being on here. I took amazing notes. Again, you guys follow her. Premiering
April 30th. Coming soon, okay. To an IGTV near you, YouTube channel near you, Pretty Girls Cook 2. First episode will be Taco Tuesday, featuring Chipotle Salmon Tacos and Jerk Mushroom Tacos.
Jerk Mushroom Tacos.
Yeah,
I gotta watch this. I'm already hungry. All right, thank you so much.
No problem.
I'm Lady Keys and this is Fat Talk Radio. You guys have a wonderful night and be safe.
Stay corona free.
Stay corona free. They're about to open up. They say they're gonna open up everything back up soon. So
come on, Whitney. Yeah, baby. I can't wait. Okay.
I just miss everybody.
I just want to be outside.
And people look at you like, I take walks during the day and they look at you through the window like, get back in your house. What are you doing right now? And
girl, I'm like, all my friends be cursing me out because I've been pushing so much to keep building this content while we're down. So I'm meetings here, makeup this, hair this, photo shoot this, video shoot that. So I'm still kind of like in the move and groove. And they're like, girl, go sit down. You the reason we still on punishment. I'm like, baby, it's money to be made. I got to make my moves.
Yeah, because when everything opens back up, life still goes on.
Life goes on. And I need Pretty Girls Cook 2 to be on.
It's already on. It's already on. I don't know anything out there, anybody out there with that thing at all.
It's something different. It's one for the books, definitely. It's been I've been planning this for a while, definitely. Shout out to my agent, too, 95 Agency, King Davis. He is making sure all my dreams come true. He's dope. I love him to death.
That's dope. So we got the makeup assist, and she's a mermaid. You guys make sure that you follow her. And who was the photographer for the photo shoot?
Focus the Art Guide. Well? He was the mastermind behind the Barbie box, and James D. Love was the mastermind behind that dope ass intro video. And shout out to Honey A&R for that dope ass song, Pina Coladas. Love, love, love. I heard it for the first time at work. And the first time I heard it, I fell in love with it. And that was the song that I knew I wanted to do my intro video to.
That's dope.
Yep. So she's a local Atlanta artist. And me and her, we got together. And I told her, listen, I got this big project I'm working on. And I want your song to be a part of it. And she was like, I'm down. And we went for it.
Of course. Of course. I think you can approach anyone and be like, hey. And they're going to be like, all right.
Yes, most definitely. She was definitely all for
it. I'm serious. Yeah, your demeanor is dope. Real, like, it supersedes dope. As far as a lot of the women that I've met in Atlanta, like, you have this whole other vibe. It's crazy.
Vibe is like, it's so different because it's a mixture of like that northern and then southern hospitality. It's like, because my mom is from New York and my dad is from Jersey, but I was raised in Atlanta, so I just have just this like a melting pot of personality.
It's beautiful.
It's different. It's really different.
I know I'm talking to someone from the South, but I feel like I'm back home in Cali, like, really. And I tend to, like, get carried, like, start, and that's what Fat Talks are about, really. It's just about sitting down with your homegirl and having a Fat Talk, which is an interview because you're plugging yourself all through. However, I know I would get carried away. We would be on the phone forever.
That's what Pretty Girls Cook 2 is all about. It's about sitting down with your homegirls in the kitchen cooking. Like, it's going to be a vibe. It's not going to be just some, oh, put one teaspoon of salt, one teaspoon of pepper. No, we're going to have shots flowing, hookahs going. We're going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be a whole dope vibe. Like, y'all, I'm telling y'all, IGTV, YouTube, look for Pretty Girls Cook 2 coming soon. April 30th, first episode is dropping. Keep that in mind.
And you are... What's your handle?
My Instagram name is I'm Just Niece. Make sure you click that follow button. My business Instagram is Pretty Girls Cook 2. Go ahead and hit that follow button. More dope content on the way. Episodes on the way. Big things on the way.
And we want you guys to be safe and have a great night.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Good.
You're very welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Are you gonna leave me hanging on?